Bloomberg Surveillance with Ken Pruitt and Tom Keene. Listen on demand via our Bloomberg Radio Plus app. Now available free for both iPhone and Android devices.
Ken Siegel is truly legendary. He is credited with putting the I before iMac. He worked with Steven Jobs for more than a decade. He's the author of the wonderful, truly wonderful book, Insanely Simple. Really, I thought an eye-opener here, the obsession that drives Apple's success. He joins us now. You look at the swirl here, the pile on Apple. Why did the stock go down?
Well, that's a good question. As a shareholder, I'm concerned about it, actually. But, you know, it's one of these things that the top guy gets attacked, and I think it's just the way of life. And Apple was the little guy, and now they're the big guy. And the market has always been so focused on everything Apple does that it seems to go way up and way down based on all kinds of rumors.
You must know a lot of people in Cupertino, the people you speak to at Apple. How do they respond to the stock price decline and also this new phone from Samsung?
Well, I think it's an interesting situation because the hype factor is such a big one. It always has been with Apple. And now suddenly the hype is sort of shifting to the other side. And there's the excitement of the underdogs, Samsung, you know, doing battle with Apple. And it's sort of ironic because Apple scored so many points, you'll remember, with the Mac versus PC campaign. Apple was sitting there with like 10% of less or less of the market doing battle against Microsoft and just making fun of them, and became, you know, quite a popular campaign. And now you hear the kind of the same thing out there with Samsung and Apple. People are, you know, they're having a lot of fun at Apple's expense, and there are a lot of people willing to pile on.
Well, the difference is that back then Apple was a challenger, and now it's the market leader. What's the distinction there between those two different positions and how Apple positions itself to folks who want to buy the products?
Yeah, I think the again, the old Apple was the one that would have fun, you know, poke fun at the leader. Now they have to just. As Phil Schiller was claiming the other day, they have a superior system. They have a lot of superior things going on. So it's really curious to see how they're marketing it because their new ads really are just like you do a lot of stuff on your iPhone.
It's like they've lost some of their humor.
I think so. I think a lot of people, as I like to say, the natives are restless. I think a lot of Apple fans are pretty, you know, eager to see Apple jack it up again in advertising.
What should Samsung do after this big day of festivities? How do they approach this? Do they bathe the airwaves with ads, as you've written that they've been successful at?
Yeah, I think they've been outspending Apple. They've been present on these major shows that Apple has not been present
on. The Oscars and all that.
Yeah, Super Bowl. It's out there, all that hype. Mm-hmm. And because of all the rumors and all the press, I think there are a lot of people more willing to go with it. So
iPod, iMac, all of it. What you did with Apple is iconic. Mm-hmm. I'm thrilled to ask this question of you. What would you do? What would be your advice for Microsoft?
For Microsoft?
Yeah. What you walk in tomorrow and Ballmer says, "Help us." Obviously, I believe he needs it. What would you do for Mr. Ballmer to straighten out the image?
That's a very good question. I think Microsoft has floundered for a very long time, and I'm a marketing guy, so I look at that aspect of it. And one campaign after the next, year after year after year, they have underwhelmed people. And I can't figure that out, to be honest, because big, smart companies should be smart enough to hire some good, smart people and let them do their thing, and they seem to stumble one time after the next, and they keep missing. They miss the phone, they miss the tablet. It's they're not doing themselves a lot of favors.
As a marketing guy, which company do you see really pursuing the most innovation right now?
Well, see, now I'm victim of the hype. I'm not going to say Samsung, really, because it's fascinating to me that Samsung gets credit as an innovator now because they're using Android, and they're basically imitating what Apple did, although adding some features on top of Android. You know, is that really innovation, or is that just sort of
the appearance?
Yeah. So, but they certainly have the air of the innovator right now, and the buzz they're getting for today's event is a good indicator of that.
Well,
I mean, a lot of people look.
Yeah, Ken, we're going to take your Twitter question right here. You don't have to go to @BSurveillance to do it, but it's just simple. Will you trade in your iPhone for the new Samsung Galaxy S4? We want an answer right now.
Right. Doubtful.
Doubtful.
Yeah.
I mean, it's amazing the difference in the feel of them. That these smartphones are a very personal thing, aren't they?
Yeah, and it's uncanny the way people get so passionate about these things. The arguments that go on online and in real life, you use an Android, you use an iPhone, you fool, you know, you're wasting your money, that kind of thing.
Well,
you know, it doesn't happen in other, with other product categories, really. I'm, you know, when I pull up at the traffic light next to a guy driving a more expensive car, I don't get all upset
right.
He's wasting his money.
Yeah, exactly. Well, we love having you here. Come back on iSurveillance.
Listen to Bloomberg Surveillance weekday mornings at 7 Eastern on Bloomberg 1130 in New York or on Sirius and XM Satellite Radio Channel 113. Copyright 2013, Bloomberg LP.